everybody. Welcome. Terrible Towel Talk, Episode 8, Super Bowl Pregame Edition. It is finally February 6th, and we are here about an hour before kickoff preparing for Super Bowl 45, Steelers-Packers. I'm your host, Adam. I'm here, as always, with my brother, Neil, our resident football analyst. He's a blogger with BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. We're going to talk a little Steeler football. Obviously, we've all gotten tired of the two-week run-up. The game time is almost upon us. I didn't sleep a wink last night. We're here with many friends, all of whom are wearing and supporting the black and gold, of course. Neil, it's the final hour. We're down to it. What do you think with all the news and injury updates, et cetera, taken into consideration? What do you think we can expect today?
The good thing is we can actually expect a football game to take place instead of sitting around for 2 weeks watching every over-dramatized story that we can get. I've got a copy of Sports Illustrated in front of me looking at Aaron Rodgers' score and his rushing touchdown against Chicago in the NFC Championship game. I think it's interesting that you mentioned injuries because I felt, and you and I talked about this when we were watching the game, that he got hurt on this play, and that certainly looks a little bit painful. It's his right shoulder. It looked like it was a little bit nicked up there. I forget which Bears defensive back that is hitting him, but he wasn't the same player after that drive. He got up limping, not limping, but he was grimacing a little bit after that hit, and he didn't seem to be the same type of player the rest of the game. Following Lamar Woodley on Twitter over the last 2 days, he's a big fan of that, and one of the things that he said in their final meeting was the plan was to hit Rodgers early, often, and in any way that they possibly can. And I think that's what you're going to see from the Steelers early in this game. They're going to take their shots at him. They're going to try to put him down and see how tough he is. And you know what, though? That Steelers football right about now, I'm looking forward to it.
That certainly seems like the key to Steelers' victory and something I would have predicted as well, hitting Rodgers in the mouth as early as we can. You mentioned his injury on the rushing touchdown. He definitely got up limping and grimacing a bit, and that was early on in the game, too. So he kind of gritted it out, but you're right, he wasn't the same player. And that's even before Julius Peppers hit him square in the face. Of course, they have said, no, he didn't suffer a concussion. But something tells me he did. And I expect Aaron Rodgers to be a little bit maybe blinded by the lights of the big stage. This is their first Super Bowl, obviously, for this current Packers roster. And as I said in our last episode, I really don't think you can overstate the importance of our depth when it comes to players with Super Bowls already to their credit. We have a lot of players on our Steeler roster who've been to one, if not two, Super Bowls in the last 5 years, and Green Bay has no real Super Bowl veteran talent. And I think you get under those big lights under more pressure than you've maybe ever faced as a player, and that is telling, and you can't discount the impact that has on a player.
I think the bright lights, if anything, the bright lights probably hurt Aaron Rodgers' head after that hit from Peppers, considering this is a guy that had two concussions earlier this season. There's no way he was not concussed on that play. I mean, he got smacked square in the jaw by Peppers' helmet. A valid 15-yard penalty, a valid fine after the game, but Rodgers was seeing stars after that, and you can expect the Steelers to look to do the same type of thing because, you know what, that's the game. But as far as the experience goes, Rodgers hasn't played in a game like this. He played for Cal when he was in college. They lost to USC for what ended up being the Pac-10 championship. He never played in a game like this before, but he never played in a game like this last week either. The guy who has on the other side of the field, the guy they were just showing up on Fox, there he is again. And we're all cheering and celebrating. He has. And you know what? Neither quarterback of the championship teams from 2 weeks ago played particularly well. Roethlisberger did not have his best game. But you know what he did? He went out and completed two first down passes, both of which on third down, to keep the chains moving to ice the game. I did not see Aaron Rodgers do that. I saw his defense bail him out. In fact, I saw six possessions in the second half, not including the kneel down at the end. One of them was an interception. The other five were punts. Three of those series were three and outs. They only got three first downs on their own merit, as in they got three other ones, I believe, on penalties. Rodgers failed to put the Bears away when he had the opportunity to do it. That's something he's going to have to do because, frankly, the Steelers are a much better team than the Chicago Bears are. So, especially with the experience that you mentioned before, that's going to be critical for him.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, I, for one, am just sick of it all and can't wait for kickoff, which is about 1 hour from now. Maybe we'll try to do a little halftime show, but until kickoff, this is Adam and Neil for Terrible Towel Talk. We'll sign off. We're going to eat some nice food. We've got some chili. We've got some cheese dip. We've got some hot dogs. We got some hot sausage sandwiches. God only knows what else over here. A tub full of beer, all sorts of stuff to get through. So we're going to concentrate on that for the next hour and get ourselves in game mental shape. So thanks very much for listening. This is Adam.
This is Neil.
Go Steelers.